The live streaming event will take place most of the day Thursday at the St. Regis. Doors open at 11, where attendees will pick up their badges. Terry Orr, the director of the Park City Institute, who's organizing TEDx, says it starts at 11:30 and will likely last until about 7 p.m.
This one is being live streamed in from San Francisco. Again, we are in collaboration with the Paley Center for Media Studies and Pat Mitchell's great group. Their theme this year is Invented Here. And so they are pulling from the rich resources of the San Francisco Bay Area, a whole bunch of great local speakers there, in addition to national and international speakers that they always do. People like Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, the great slam poet Sarah Kay, Diana Nyad, the swimmer. So those are names you know, but as anyone who's been to a TED event knows, the best speakers are generally the ones you've never heard of.
The event is free to members of the Park City Institute, or a membership can be purchased for $25. In addition to the national speakers, there's time available for local speakers to be part of the program. One of those this year is an Emmy Award-winning producer, Tammy Leader Fuller, who's just recently given up her 30-year television career to start something she's been passionate about for years.
I'm a television producer who just chucked a 34-year career and a bunch of Emmys to go and pursue my passion of bringing women together to recreate communities that, in my opinion, and I don't think I'm alone, are falling by the wayside as we get so overwhelmed and stressed out with life today. You know, communities have been at the center of our existence forever, and we've sort of let life today and all of the craziness that is invading us, including digital connection to technology that we can't seem to separate from, has sort of caused us to pull away from the communities that help and support us and make us feel a sense of belonging. Everybody wants to feel a part of something. And so, well, I'm going to be talking a lot about communities and how to rebuild these communities that we pulled away from.
Fuller says she was inspired to take a jump of faith without a safety net after leaving Miami to come west to work on a television show that went nowhere.
I spent much of my career at NBC News, chasing news, working out of South Florida, chasing bad guys, cocaine cowboys, the real Miami Vice stuff, and moved out to Los Angeles to do a show that mattered. I've always believed about the power of women and their connection, and I was brought out to Los Angeles to do a show called Life Changers to really help women understand and see that you can live a better life and connect all of these experts to help people really sort of get out of their own way and reconnect with themselves and a sisterhood of women who could also help them propel their life forward. And moved there, and it was really an unbelievably fantastic operation until the Kardashians and the Real Housewives and all those other people kind of moved in, and nobody watched our show because they were so busy watching train wrecks.
Fuller says she has recreated a summer camp experience for women where in 72 hours they can rebuild what has disintegrated by just trying to do too much. In addition to Fuller, a young local slam poet will perform, and Park City Mayor Dana Williams will talk about the lessons he's learned from women. Pre-registration is required. There are just a handful of spots available. Call the Institute's box office at 655-3114 for more information. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.